In recent months, rebels in the Niger Delta have continued to abduct foreign oil workers and destroy pipelines. Professor Rutimi Suberu, a political analyst at Nigeria's University of Ibadan, says President Olusegun Obasanjo has done little to stop the violence. Suberu pins his hopes on other candidates to end the conflict in the Delta.
This is one of Obasanjo's major failings in that he has a mindset that really has not responded adequately to the problems of the Niger Delta. His own interpretation is that much of what is going on there is pure criminality. And I'm somewhat optimistic that somebody like Buhari or Yaradua will adopt a much more positive attitude that tries to address the sense of deprivation, the sense of marginalization that is providing the excuse for some of the criminality that is going on in the Niger Delta.
The chairman of the Guardian newspaper group in Nigeria, Ruben Abati, agrees that the violence in the Delta is tinged with politics.
The boys in the Niger Delta who are now militants, who are abducting foreign oil and gas workers, are the same boys who function as agents for politicians. In fact, they are creations of the politicians. After the 2003 elections, there was no more job to do, so they had to create a new occupation. My assumption is that in the 2007 election, they will find a new job as party thugs. They will be used to rig the elections.
But Abati says of far more concern to most Nigerians is the lack of basic services.
Where I live in Lagos, we have not had power supply electricity for 1.5 months now, not even for 1 minute. They say the reason is because boys in the Niger Delta are vandalizing gas pipelines.
Abati says the Obasanjo administration has had since 1999 to give electricity and good roads to Nigerians, but has failed to do so. Instead of infrastructure improving, he maintains, it's getting worse. But ruling party spokesman Ojo Maduekwe says Nigerians like Abati are too impatient and too critical.
The problem democracy has in Nigeria, that there is an inherent feeling on the part of a number of public intellectuals to see government as inherently evil. A hangover of years of desecration of the Nigerian state. The feeling that politicians are agents of Satan and that the government, any government in Nigeria is evil, seem to have pervaded the mind of a number of people who do not have the courage or commitment to enter into formal politics and change the very thing they complain about. Even if tomorrow the government of Nigeria was handed over to our critics, their first duty would be to pull down their own government.
But observers like social activist Gibran Ibrahim agree that if the poll is free and fair and is contested purely on the basis of the crisis in the Niger Delta and the state's failure to provide decent infrastructure, the Nigerian government could be in serious trouble as Election Day approaches. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Washington.